Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March 17th, and the whole week ahead. Two lovely aspects for you. Mars is going to zoom into Capricorn. Read all about that in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your fifth house of your heart's desire. So what a great time to go after those things that you really do desire. But there's also a new moon in the sign of Pisces, which augurs very well for relationships, especially if you're starting off together from the very beginning and it's a new chapter in your life. Here's your Sunday stars. Because your fifth house is filled with Martian energy now, how wonderful for you. This means you should get behind a creative idea or ideal. It's all very, very passionate when it comes to love. So your affairs of the heart are filled with a new passion and a fresh desire. So whether it's procreation or recreation or just you being creative, this is a marvellous 6, 7, 8 weeks for you to really put some punch into your plans. Here's your Monday stars. There's a lot of things going on, especially with that new moon that occurred a couple of days ago. In many ways, if you're a single Virgo, this is even better for you because it means you can take a step back and decide what it is that you want from somebody or something in your life. It's about a couple. It's about you with someone else. So if you've been with somebody for a while, it may well mean you need to look at the relationship again and see how it can be freshened up. Here's your Tuesday stars. A lot going on in the sign of Aries now. And for you as a Virgo, that certainly means you're going to be dealing with passions and desires deep down. It's a very intimate period. So the next few weeks, you need to look at yourself psychologically. Who is it that makes you feel good? Who is it that maybe no longer has a place in your life because you've lost the fire in the passion between you? There's a lot of questions to be answered, and now's the time to think about things. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, if you're thinking of going abroad or taking a long journey, if you live in a big country, then this is good because it's a very good time to sort out travel plans, to think about where you're going or where you would like to go. Your stars around you now are very, very good if you want to go somewhere new, see new places, meet new people. And that's what you should be looking at now, a global perspective. Here's your Thursday stars. What you need to do today is be aware that there's a certain amount of things that you still got to work out in career matters. Your ego isn't being fulfilled. Where you're currently working or where your career is currently going, you may need to have a bit more you in it. And that could well mean that if you're very creative or you've got ideas, you need to be given a chance to show precisely what you've got. Here's your Friday stars. Difficult it can be, Mercury retrograde always is, but equally it gives you a chance to step back over things, to look back over situations in your life that you may have just not worked out. Could be to do with your love life, especially when it comes to sex. It could be to do with money and finance and everything where you share those kind of very intimate material things with others. But the next few weeks, it's time to go into those areas of your life that are a little bit taboo.